if I could have a couple men help me. Nina, I'm going to bother you. Have these notes? Matthew 27, you see where that is? The issue of Jesus on the cross was mentioned, obviously, in all four Gospels. The issue of Jesus not drinking and drinking some form of wine from the ancient world is only found in Matthew and Mark. All four of them record the last. Thank you, sir. You're perfect. So Matthew 27:33. And when they were come to the place called Golgotha, that is to say a place of the skull, they gave him what? Vinegar to drink mingled with gall. And when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. Later, some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man calleth for Elias," or Elijah. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with, we're back to the vinegar again, put it on a reed and gave him to drink. Matthew and Mark does not say he drank it, but John says absolutely the second time around he did drink it. Mark says something similar but not identical. Mark 15:23 says, "And they gave him to drink wine mingled with myrrh, but he received it not." Verse 35 says, "And some of them that stood by, when they heard it, said, Behold, he calleth Elias. And one ran and filled a sponge full of vinegar and put it on a reed." And by the way, this is how you know the cross was pretty tall, because they had to put the sponge on something to reach up to Jesus. That would be the idea. Put it on a reed and gave him to drink, saying, "Let alone, let us see whether Elias will come and take him down." Luke just records the second drinking of the vinegar. They offered him vinegar. And John just records that also. So it says, "And after this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished," meaning the cross was over, friend. Look at me. Jesus did not go into hell for 3 days, fight with the devil, and at the end of those 3 days, and you hear this stuff in churches, oh no, everything was finished. Jesus said, "Father, into thy hands." He didn't go anyplace but to be with the Father, okay? Now, you say, why do you say that? There'll be a half a dozen people that will still say, "What about, what about, what about, what about?" We continue. He said, "I thirst." Verse 29, "Now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled a sponge with vinegar and put it on hyssop and put it to his mouth. When Jesus therefore had done what?" So he drank that. He said, "It is finished." Bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Tonight we're going to talk about wine at the cross. Now, I'm going to confess to all of you, I'm not slowing down. I'm just going to zoom. I spent months talking about this two different times in this church. So this is one night. You get everything in one package. If you want other stuff, you'll have to get it off of line. I'm going to talk about these two texts in Matthew and in Mark and speak and give a broad overview of wine at the cross. Before I do that, I want to ask Nina. Nina, these are not mean questions. I would not do this to you. Your dad, yes, but not you. Nina, do you ever remember any other way of opening a can of soda other than the kind we have now? Are you old enough to remember the kind when you open it up, you pull the whole tab off? So when does that break happen? Emily, do you remember that? And you're 30-ish. Steve, you are 80 and you remember that. So Steve, I'm not messing with you. What age are you? 42. So somewhere between 30s and 40-year-old in here, there is a gap in technology. Because used to be, you had a thing that you pulled and you pulled the whole thing off. And Steve, what was the problem with those? Do you remember? Yes, because if you threw them down, they were very sharp. And I can remember going swimming up at a swimming pool, a lake, and people would throw them in the sand, and those things would slice your feet open. Now, everybody, listen. So, Emily, you don't remember those. Steve, do you remember what was before those? Debbie does, because she was born way back. you had to have an opener. And you made a big hole on one side and a small hole on the other side, even for soda. Now, I want to ask you a question. Do you know why we're talking about this? This is technology in America during my lifetime. Frenchie remembers when there were no cans. Oh, thank you, Mike. I appreciate that. So, Superman, come up here and get your drink. Everybody look at me. Today, this is what we do. We open it, and whoever invented this, I'm guessing, has a pretty good amount of money. Because before, when for a while, was it 10, 15 years, you pulled that thing off, and many people threw it on the ground. And they were sharp, and they never dissolved because they're made of, well, I think it's aluminum, but definitely metal. Now you have a Mountain Dew, bud. You're a good man. Let's pray and we'll get started. Father, I thank you for this evening. I ask your blessing on our time. I hope, Lord, tonight that I can show some very simple things to help us understand a 2,000-year difference that makes a lot of difference in how we read the New Testament and the Old Testament, which goes back nearly 4,000 years ago. Maybe in those 4,000 years, things have changed slightly when it comes to technology. Use me, use your word, help us to understand. I ask in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Everything I'm going to say at the beginning started this last week. For some reason, this last week, I went home one day, was it this week or last week? I went home one day, and I normally either go out to eat with somebody or I go home, and I don't like to waste time. So I have a bunch of great courses, and my wife got me a great course on India for Christmas. The 30-minute segment, so I'll plug one in, watch 30 minutes of History of India or whatever. I got one on the Etruscans, you know, those trusty people. You know, I love that kind of thing. So for some reason, this week, I had my India video in the Blu-ray player, but I didn't turn it on. Instead, I turned on, and I don't have cable. I'm too cheap for cable. I have over the air. I turned on 26.1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, which are programs, Nina, before you were born. Actually, there are programs that are almost as old as Frenchie. And on 20, Joyce music upon examining. Do you say pastor? Living.